This is BBC Radio 4. Now the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015 on Wednesday, the 4th of December. There are warnings of gales in Viking, North Atsira, South Atsira, Forties, Cromarty, Forth, Tyne, Dogger, Sol, Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea, Shannon, Rockall, Malin, Hebrides, Bailey, Fair Isle, Faroes and South East Iceland. The general synopsis at 1800. Atlantic low expected just west of Bailey, 965, by 1800 Wednesday. The area forecasts for the next 24 hours. Viking, North Atsira, South Atsira. Southerly or southeasterly 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9, later except in South Atsira. Rain, good, occasionally poor. Forties, Cromarty, Forth, Tyne, Dogger. South or southeast, veering west for a time, 4 to 6, increasing 7 or gale 8 later, occasionally severe gale force 9 later in Forties and Cromarty. Rain, good, occasionally moderate. Fisher, German Bight. Cyclonic 3 to 5 becoming south 4 to 6 later. Rain, good, occasionally moderate. Humber, Thames. West or southwest 3 to 5 backing south 5 to 7 later. Rain later, good, occasionally moderate later. Dover, White, Portland, Plymouth. Variable 2 to 4 becoming southwest 5 to 7 later. Rain later, good, occasionally moderate later. Biscay. Variable 2 to 4 becoming south or southwest 4 to 6 later. Rain later. Good. Occasionally moderate later. Trafalgar. North or northwest 3 to 5 becoming variable 2 to 4. Fair. Good. Fitzroy. Variable 2 to 4 becoming southwest 4 to 6 later. Rain. Good. Occasionally moderate. Sol, Lundy, Fastnet. Variable 2 to 4 becoming south or southwest 6 to gale 8 later. Rain later. Good, occasionally poor later. Irish Sea, west 4 to 6, backing south or southwest 7 to severe gale 9 later. Rain, good, occasionally poor later. Shannon, variable 2 to 4, becoming south 7 to severe gale 9, veering west or southwest 5 to 7 later. Rain, good, occasionally poor. Rockall, Malin, Hebrides, Bailey. Westerly, backing southerly, 4 to 6, becoming cyclonic 7 to severe gale 9 later, occasionally storm 10 later, except Hebrides. Rain later. Good, occasionally poor. Fair Isle, Faroes. West or southwest, 4 to 6, backing south or southeast, gale 8 to storm 10 later. Rain or showers. Good, occasionally poor. Southeast Iceland. Southwesterly 5 to 7, backing easterly or southeasterly, gale 8 to storm 10 later. Wintry showers, rain later. Good, occasionally poor. Now we turn to the weather reports from coastal stations for 2300. Tyree Automatic, west by north 4, 12 miles 1017 rising. Stornoway, southwest 3, 9 miles 1014 rising slowly. Lerwick, south by west 6, slight rain, 12 miles, 1011, falling more slowly. Wick Automatic, west-southwest 4, recent rain, 19 miles, 1012, rising slowly. Aberdeen, southwest 4, 19 miles, 1015, now rising. Lookers, southwest by west 3, 12 miles, 1016, now rising. Boomer, south-southwest 3, recent rain, 8 miles, 1,018, now rising. Bridlington, southwest by west 2, 1,022, falling slowly. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, southeast 1, more than 27 miles, 1,023. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, 11 miles, 1,023. St. Catherine's Point Automatic, north 2, 1,024, now rising. Jersey, southeast by east 3, 16 miles, 1,024, falling slowly. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, west by south 2, 1,025. Scilly Automatic, south-southwest 3, 24 miles, 1,025, rising. Milford Haven, southwest 3, recent drizzle, 24 miles, 1,023, now falling. Aberporth, south-southwest 4, more than 38 miles, 1,023, now falling. Valley, west-southwest 4, slight rain, 19 miles, 1,022, rising more slowly. Liverpool Crosby, south 3, recent rain, 9 miles, 1,021, now falling. Valencia, northeast 2, 19 miles, 1,024, now rising. Ronald's Way, west by south 3, 19 miles, 1,020, rising slowly. Malin Head, west 4, 16 miles, 1,020, rising. And Macrahanish Automatic, west-northwest 5, 14 miles, 1,018, rising slowly. Here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 2300 on Tuesday the 3rd of December. The general situation. An area of high pressure currently over the United Kingdom will continue to decline. A deep area of low pressure develops across the Atlantic. This low will lie between Scotland and Iceland early on Thursday morning and will bring gales or severe gales to the north and west with possible storm force winds at times. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. West or southwest 4 to 6, backing south or southeast 7 to severe gale 9 later. Occasional rain, then wintry showers. Good, occasionally poor. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. West or southwest 4 to 6, backing south or southeast 6 to gale 8 later. Occasional rain. Good, occasionally moderate. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. South or southwest 4 to 6, veering west 3 to 5, then backing south 6 to gale 8 later. Occasional rain. Good, occasionally moderate. Whitby to Gibraltar Point. West or southwest 3 to 5, backing south 6 or 7 later. Rain later. Good, occasionally moderate later. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland. Variable 2 to 4, becoming westerly or southwesterly 3 to 5, backing southerly 5 to 7 later. Rain later. Good, occasionally moderate later. North Foreland to Selsey Bill. Variable 2 to 4, becoming westerly or southwesterly 3 to 5, backing southerly or southwesterly 5 to 7 later. Rain later. Good, occasionally moderate later. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis. Variable 2 to 4, becoming south or southwest 5 to 7 later. Rain later. Good, occasionally moderate later. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. Variable 2 to 4, becoming south or southwest 5 to 7 later. Rain later. Good, occasionally moderate later. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. Variable 2 to 4, becoming south or southwest 6 to gale 8 later. Showers, rain later. Good, occasionally moderate later. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel. Northwest 4 or 5, becoming variable 4 or less, then south or southwest 6 to gale 8 later. Rain or showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. Northwest 4 or 5, becoming variable 4 or less, then south or southwest 6 to gale 8 later. Rain or showers, becoming fair for a time. Good, occasionally moderate. Isle of Man. West or southwest 3 or 4, occasionally 5 at first, backing south 5 or 6, increasing 6 to gale 8 later. Rain later. Good, occasionally moderate. Loch Foyle to Carlingford Loch. West or southwest 4 or 5, backing south 6 to gale 8 later, veering southwest 4 to 6 later. Rain or showers, moderate or good, becoming moderate or poor later. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Westerly or southwesterly 3 to 5, backing southerly or southwesterly 6 to gale 8 later, decreasing 3 to 5 later. Rain or showers, becoming fair for a time. Moderate or good, becoming moderate or poor later. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. West 4 to 6, backing southeast 6 to gale 8 later, then veering southwest 4 to 6 later. Rain or showers, becoming fair for a time. Moderate or good, becoming moderate or poor later. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath. West or southwest 4 to 6, backing south or southeast, veering southwest later, 7 to severe gale 9 later. Rain or showers becoming fair for a time. Moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. Shetland Isles. South 6 to gale 8, veering west or southwest 4 or 5, then backing south or southeast, gale 8 to storm 10 later. Rain or wintry showers. Moderate or good, occasionally poor. That completes the shipping bulletin and brings us to the end of our schedule for the day. As ever, we'll be shortly handing over to the BBC World Service to keep us going through the night here on this frequency. Business Matters will be beginning shortly there with the latest BBC news. My colleague Lisa Costello will be here at 5:20 to open up Radio 4 for the new day with the latest shipping forecast followed by a news briefing. Thanks for being with us tonight here on Radio 4. This is Ron Brown at Broadcasting House in London. From me, Tina Ritchie in the newsroom and the whole team, do have a calm and restful night. Good night.
It's 1 o'clock GMT. Hi there, I'm Ed Butler, and this is Business Matters on the BBC World Service. Today we are counting the cost of what's been an extraordinary few hours for South Korea after the president there mobilised the troops and declared, and then undeclared, martial law.
It really was extreme. Some people say it was dramatic. Some people are saying it's even humiliating. So things were quite intense in South Korea for the past, 6 or 7 hours.
We get the latest from Seoul. Also in the show, Vietnam confirms plans to execute its richest woman on corruption charges and marking the 30th birthday of the PlayStation console. That's all to come after this edition of the World News.
This is Danielle Jaworowiecka with the BBC News. Hello. The president of South Korea has reversed his shock decision to impose martial law. Yoon Suk-yeol confirmed that troops have been withdrawn from the streets. He'd ordered their deployment a few hours earlier. But the National Assembly voted to block his martial law order, as Laura Bicker reports from Seoul.
After just a few hours, a parliamentary vote ended the president's brief military rule, and soon after, he officially reversed the order. The leader of the opposition said the vote was unanimous, and there are now calls for him to be impeached. South Korea is a stable democracy, but it's also a noisy one. And today its parliament and its people roared at the most serious challenge to the country's democracy since the 1980s.
South Korea's key ally, the United States, says it's relieved by President Yoon's decision to back down. Earlier, Washington had expressed grave concern about the imposition of military rule. It said it hadn't been given any advance warning. In other news, lawyers representing Donald Trump have formally asked for his hush money conviction to be overturned ahead of his return to the White House. In May, Mr. Trump was found guilty of falsifying business records over payments he made to a porn actress. His lawyers said having the case loom over his forthcoming presidency posed unconstitutional impediments. Neda Taufik reports.
Donald Trump's lawyer argued that anything short of a dismissal of the case would disrupt the president-elect's transition efforts and impede his ability to govern. The New York District Attorney Alvin Bragg has until next Monday to respond, but has previously indicated that he opposes a dismissal. Prosecutors suggested Mr. Trump's sentencing in the case could be deferred until after he leaves the White House. But his lawyer told the judge it would be egregious and unlawful